Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, this 55-year-old woman says she's single, but men don't want to get to know her because of her age. Is she no longer attractive? I don't think it has anything to do with her age. I'm not even sure this is a woman. If she is, then what man in his late 50s or 60s, because that's the best that she can get, wants a woman that looks like a graffiti alley? Having tattooed on eyebrows is also a massive red flag. She can still own a lot of cats over the next 35 years. Moving on, this glamorous influencer is forced to deny fake rumors she's carrying Elon Musk's baby too. This is probably a paid ad to get Elon's attention, so he puts a gold-plated baby in her belly. Because what woman wouldn't want child support from a billionaire? It would be like hitting the ovarian lottery. And I'm sure that Elon Musk would love to have his very own little baby Tim Pool. There's the happy new family right now. Number three, here are the average IQs in the Middle East. And yet governments in the West believe that bringing these people in is completely compatible. It is if we pick and choose the highest IQ people from those regions. Unfortunately, the illegal migrants and refugees have intelligence numbers more in line with those that become a drain on Western states. Leftoid governments want dumb migrants because they think they can manipulate them to vote for more leftoids. Up next, this smug Sally asks, if abortion is a murder, then why is it a double homicide when a pregnant woman is ended? That's because in that case, it's an unwanted abortion. Only if it's premeditated is it not murder, to end a child in the womb. It's twisted logic, but it makes perfect sense for them. People wonder why the populations are crashing all over the world. This is certainly one of the suspects potentially causing it. Number five, remember everyone, that a family deported together stays together. This rambunctious group looks like it's heading back to Norway or something. Maybe to expedite the process, the government could convince the illegals that they're helping them leave a racist and oppressive country and return to the workers' utopia they came from. But hear me out though. The feminine single big booty Latinas can stay because they provide an alternative for all the feminist females in the West. Moving on, in America, the cost of double lung transplants in 2023 is close to $1 million without insurance. If I was an American and didn't have insurance, I'd go and pay for the procedure overseas. No wonder medical tourism is a growing business. Also, in case you're wondering how much brain surgery is, it's $2 million in hospital fees. The doctors aren't seeing most of that money, but the hospitals are instead. We need AI to fix medicine first before anything else. Number seven, what happened to body positivity? Lizzo vandalizes an old picture of herself after losing weight and getting skinnier thanks to Zempic. Body positivity is just cope because no one wants to be a land whale. Maybe she got pissed off when South Park did an episode about her and the Lizzo diet suppressant drug. Even Snow White here looks miserable after packing on the pounds. But she wouldn't call herself fat, just big boned. Up next, looks like remote work is dead. But why is that? Is it because middle managers are trying to justify their jobs or something? How about big corporate real estate is taking a nosedive? How about narcissistic bosses needing to shit on their staff, and they can't do that when you work from home? What about the fact that some employees set up their offices so they can work seven different jobs making $830,000 a year? That definitely played a part because it shows just how little work most people actually do on a workday. Number 9, the experts say the daily showers are purely performative and have no real health benefits according to those experts. And here I think I just found them. They look like Grok's development team. Maybe somebody needs to tell them that even if there are no health benefits, a daily shower will still keep them from stinking. Not to mention, if you do manual labor, a shower helps you get all that grime off of you. This was written by no one who ever had to wear wet work boots. Moving on, here's the reason why you either want to own physical media or sail the high seas and store your films and TV shows on multiple hard drives. Because you can subscribe to 17 streaming services and none of them have that one movie you want to watch. But of course, you can rent it for only $9.99. But if you do steal it, then use a VPN, unless of course you want to get a warning letter from your ISP or the company that owns the rights directly to you. Unfortunately, these days, most people are too lazy to torrent. Number 11, doesn't this look like your average LooksMax couple in 2025? Maybe he's got a fat fetish or low self-esteem, or maybe both. I wouldn't be surprised if she believed that she was settling. Then again, she has to know that she's not the only one he's involved with and needs to be grateful for that. I'd rather be single than be with her even if there were no strings attached. Unfortunately for this dude, he'll probably still get cheated on. Up next, that last couple is what women expect because 85% of women prefer a man to be at least 6'4", and 70% would not want to date a guy under 6 feet tall entirely. The source of this is a Bumble survey from a bunch of years ago. If it were up to women, they would force the government to make every man at least 6'2". As a man, you're literally invisible to females if you aren't a certain height. When women say they like short kings, what they mean is men between 5'10 and 5'11". Number 13, what genre of woman is this? Is this the alt-goth socialist commie? How about goth Ocasio-Cortez? How about the chocolate milk carton? We all know that once AI can create artificial girlfriends like this, it's over for real women. Who doesn't want to come home to a big booty goth Latina? A gothina. But I always thought that emo was white culture, so in that case she's guilty of cultural appropriation and she needs to be punished. Unfortunately, she would just enjoy that too much. Moving on, can you believe it that this kid transitioned at the age of 4 with zero influence from the parents? But seriously, who believes their lying eyes? At the age of 4, I thought I was a dinosaur. Thank God my parents didn't send me to Jurassic Park. This looks like a very unhappy life in the making. I believe this as much as I believe that vegan cats decide to eat plants without any input from their owners. We need to prosecute these parents. Number 15, AI can tell the difference between male and female eyeballs, and doctors don't even know how it's possible. I wouldn't be surprised if AI can also tell how many men a woman has slept with. AI could also possibly decode the 100 schlong stare. If it could really do that, then suddenly women's notch counts would start to crash. As for AI telling apart male and female eyes, that's going to piss off a lot of people that say there are no differences between males and females. AI is going to give them an existential crisis. Up next, here's proof that homeschooling is better. K-12 schools spend $17,000 a year per student, while homeschooling costs only $1,000 a year. But three times as many homeschoolers are literate compared to those students going to public schools. But why is this? Maybe it's because the crazy school teachers are more obsessed with teaching people about pronouns instead of teaching them how to read and live in reality. Homeschooled kids might be more socially awkward, but they're a lot smarter. Number 17, this nurse in Florida filmed herself twerking on patients, posted it on social media, and was fired as a result. A lot of great spicy films end up starting this way. I bet the person in the hospital med made a miraculous recovery, and no one could explain it until they saw these pictures. If I had the money, I'd inquire and see if she's looking for a private client. She did this intentionally, though, because she was already having an OF page, and this is just a publicity stunt. Moving on, this woman says, you'll die of old age, and she'll die of climate change. I'm dying of cringe and laughter just reading this. Meanwhile, while I was young, I was supposed to die of acid rain, Y2K, the ozone layer disappearing, and the Mayan calendar, among other things. Then again, I think I just found the hostess climate change that she was talking about. It's obviously fake product, but the headline is real. CNN wants us to believe that there are actual connections between climate change and diabetes. Number 19, Mary Torres says she did all four holes and still got cheated on. Maybe she's missing an eye and let him raw dog the hole behind her eye patch or something. Either that or maybe she can't count so good, because math is racist, haven't you heard? Then again, maybe she's a plus-size girl and she's got a belly button that's 3 or 4 inches deep, and she lets him hit it. Then again, I think it's the eye socket, and that's my final answer. Up next, before DiCaprio made it popular, Jerry Seinfeld was picking up high school girls. Here's 39-year-old Jerry Seinfeld picking up his 17-year-old girlfriend from high school back in the day. After seeing this, you know he's definitely on Epstein's list. If it was legal back then, who are we to stop love? The heart and the schwing schwang want what they want. Then again, this is really creepy because they met when she was 15 in a park. Funny how they left that part out. Number 21, some guy says no hymen, no diamond, and that men shouldn't settle for anything less than virgins. But how many 20-something female virgins are out there these days? These days, you're lucky to find a virgin 8th grader. The number is probably somewhere in the low digits in the US for women in their early 20s. Men prefer debt-free virgins with tattoos, but that doesn't mean they exist anymore. Moving on, is anyone surprised at this point with Bill Gates getting caught funding experiments to make bird flu spread to humans? He should be tried for trying to start a genocide. Looks like he took it really hard when they shut down Epstein's Island. I remember back in the 90s, someone pied him in the face. Maybe he's pissed off about that too, and that's why he wants to take beef away and wants people to be forced to eat crickets. Number 23, Trump's refusal to help NATO allies has left Britain with no choice but to conscript. Oh yeah. Who are they going to conscript? Indian and Muslim migrants. time to send the Jeets out to the front lines in Ukraine in their Jeeps, where the drones will turn them into human manure. NATO wouldn't be in this trouble if they spent the money that they promised, 2% of their national budgets in each country on defense. Now let them suffer. Up next, maybe instead of spending that money on German kindergarten rooms promoting sexual exploration, encouraging toddlers to touch each other, NATO could have spent the money on military hardware. This is peak Weimar 2.0. No wonder Germany is moving further and further to the right. It's either that or they become the Rainbow Reich. If they aren't careful, another Austrian painter might show up soon. And here we thought that the rainbow people only wanted to read something to the children's. They're like wolves in women's clothing. Number 25 and the last one, men need to be increasingly careful out there because the day may come where you'll need to be castrated if you want to keep your job as a man the way it was with the jab. This person is saying that testosterone contributes to heart disease, prostate cancer, and baldness. So they suggest removing the testes for all adult males who have no sexual or reproductive obligations anymore. They should start with themselves and report back. The great danger is stress and sugar. Those are the big ones. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.